Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Thinking of you. thinking of you.
That was McCoray, and you are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on this full moon, this super moon night. And I don't know what it's been bringing up for you, but it's bringing up lots of gifts for me to explore about my true north, the North Star, Umoja. So many people, energy, ancestors, are visiting in this time. Yes, I said that, visiting in this time. And any place in your life where you are thinking, I got that, I'm cool. What are you talking about? Honey, that full moon is going to shine so bright that you cannot ignore the dirt. Hello. There is a certain amount of dirt that is needed, you know. If everything was wiped away, I'm not sure who we would be, what would happen to our universe. You know, I'm seeing hand sanitizers that all my friends like to use all the time. And, you know, too much of that isn't really a good thing either. So what do? We find safe places that we can go and we could talk about it. We can play through it. We can cry through it. But what we are going to do is change our stories, and subsequently change our lives. That's a tall order, and I know that on a 7-day. 7 is the number that's running today. That is also the number for the whole year, okay? So that means that every single one of us are going to have special 7 lessons. Go out into the deep and get ready for a haul on a celestial show. How are you guys doing? I already got a message before the show started. The person could not wait until I came on because they were moving through a lot. And I'm sending big blessings and love to you and an invitation for you to call in 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. And if you're already on the phone lines, all you got to do is press 1 to let me know, Celeste, pull my cards, like my friend Allison in Arizona. I see you, and we're going to get right to you. I just got some housekeeping to do, and I need to breathe. I thought it'd be nice to start with a nice full moon prayer tonight. Yes. Yes. I also want to thank, in advance, Life Coach Today, who's the head of the network on Life Conversations Radio Network. He is the wonderful person who has handling the phones for me and helping me with the technical parts that I just don't have right. I'm going to get it down, though. One day I'm going to be in the studio all by myself. But, yes, of course, first, housekeeping. Let's lay some foundation on this beautiful day, this super moon day when the moon is closest to the earth, the moon in Aquarius. There's some powerful information about that, too, that I want to make sure that I get to you. But I am hugging you all, and I am embracing you because I need it myself. I see you, new Jace. Welcome home, my dear friend Sarah, who listens to my show not just because I'm her friend, but because she likes it. And Monica, thank you for sharing the show. It means a lot. I appreciate you so much for that. And my dear friend in Arizona, I see you, and we're going to get to you as well. So I said I wanted to start with a full moon prayer. McCoray was the gentleman who ushered us into this beautiful goddess time. I want to let you know where you can find more of his amazing music. You can find him on Facebook, and his name is spelled M-I-K-U-A-K-R-A-I. Always nice to have a brother welcome in Grandmother Moon, as my Native American brothers and sisters like to call her. And I've adopted that in my heart, too. The elements make sense to me that way. You know, you've got the Grandmother Moon, you've got the Grandfather Sun, you have the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. And all is well with my world. When I connect with that energy, I always feel covered And so I do love the full moon, and this is a magical one. So, yeah, we're going to start with prayer. And the prayer is, full moon wishes, whatever you wish for, I wish for you too, and pray that your hopes, dreams, and wishes come true. Yeah, full moon is about the release. We're letting go of the old, we're welcoming in the new. You're taking a really good look at your vegetation, whatever seeds or desires you planted at the new moon is coming into fruition right now. But you also have a really special gift of being able to prune and cut back what is not serving you. So if you're finding yourself really heavy during this full moon time, yes, I'm going to let you know up front, this is an intense full moon, being a supermoon, when the moon is closest to the earth, which means the energy is closer to us too. And those things that are showing up in our life right now are offering challenges and also an escape route, because you get to decide what you're going to keep and what you're going to let go of. So we're going to get into all of that in a little bit more, but I want to definitely let you know what is happening at Life of Conversations Radio Network. We have a beautiful network here with amazing hosts who are, they make it their passion to empower you to step into your true north, your authentic self. And the hosts here aren't just running shows. They really are sharing from their experiences and their lives. I've been challenged to stop hiding. Yeah, I said that. Mm-hmm. It's true. But I'll get into more of that. I'm like, what do you mean I'm hiding? I'm wide awake. I'm right here. All right. This is Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. You are welcome to join this conversation by pressing 1 on your keypad. I'm going to let you know a little bit more before we kneel at the feet of Grandmother Moon. So let me get you some Life Conversation Radio news real quick. I want you to make sure you join Life Coach Today and Dr. Grant Crowley for Wisdom of the Ages on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern. They are going to help you get in alignment with your true essence. Then on Tuesday, you can check out Life Coach Today at his other home on 12radio.com for Soul Food for Your Consciousness every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Then come on back on Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern for Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson, where she'll be focusing on wholeness. Then Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern is always a treat with the play experience with Mbasa Safira. Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? Well, you are invited to the playground. You always have time to play. And then you have me on Sunday nights, the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan, at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we play with the stars, numbers, and tarot. I will keep you posted on all of these shows. Be on a lookout on our personal walls, our like pages as well. And, if you follow me, particularly on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page, you'll definitely see what's brewing, and also on my wall, the Life Conversations Radio Network like page, as well as the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. We've got a like page for everything. So if you just stay clued in the one, you won't miss any of these shows. And I'm going to take a deep breath and really ask you, how was your week? Oh, this week, where do I start? The energy's running right now. Had me thinking about stories all week long, really running to and fro and considering what is my true north and when do I fall in line or shake my head and say, in my Hall and Oates voice, I can't go for that. I had to make that decision this week as well, and it was painful, but now I'm grateful, because I know that there are moments when my silence means that I'm agreeing with things that I don't, And I am a soldier of love. And what that means is my dedication to my craft and the things that I love and I care about and the ancestors that I honor state that if any man or woman is being discriminated against or ridiculed for the way that they express their love for God of their understanding or higher spirit or Allah, or if you're pagan or if you're Wiccan, it is my duty to stand by you and let you know that you have a safe place with me. And I'm hoping that I can find more of these lights around the world to join me. But in the meantime, until that happens, I have said a sacred yes to honoring that love is the answer, no matter what. And it is never okay to call people out their names because I follow a different path. It's just that simple. And there's more of a story that goes with that. But I think the most important thing is that it led me to my true north of I said yes when I came here for this purpose, to be a voice for peace and love in this world. I don't have a television, but that doesn't mean I'm missing the news. And I just keep hearing Stevie Wonder in my head over and over again, love's in need of love today. And I'm going to do my part. That's what I know, as well as my cat who's climbing up. You know, when people do readings and cards and their animals start talking to them or trying to get their attention, I like to think that that's the goddess come raining down on me. That's right, baby. Change your story, change your life. So let's get down to it. We got a super moon, full moon in Aquarius. I love Aquarius. I really do, because I'm partial to it. The Aquarius sign shows up as the star in tarot. That's number 17. So if you know your birth parts, I've always been talking about that, then this is a really powerful time for you. It's a powerful time for all of us. But for you people who are born as Aquarians and for you people who have star and strength as your birth cards, you might be feeling a little extra punch right now. And that's okay. I'm inviting you to join me in this releasing party tonight on the Celestial Show. See, the full moon shines on dark places and lets you zero in on what is serving you and what is not serving you. Like, are there old stories that just seem to be on this eternal loop for you? Instant replay over and over again. You want to know about love and joy, but is what happened to you in elementary school still following you today? I don't know. Let me just throw out one. I'm not shy. Like, you know, no one playing with you at school break because you're just so weird. And are you bringing that to your modern-day experiences in the lunchroom at your job? I am here to tell you it's time to let that go. It is time to let those stories go. And it's time to learn some new stories. And what I love about tarot and numerology is that they can really help you create stories by pulling a card, having somebody you trust pull cards for you, and particularly if you're dealing with attachment issues, time to let it go. For just a little bit more foundational work, I also want to guide you to Mystic Mama. I love this website. I love Mystic Mama so much for her astral insights because not only does she drop her knowledge, but she explores astrologers all around the world. And I just picked one tonight. I was like, okay, I can't read all of this. But, you know, something that really touched me and touched me in my Journeys Home blog, I started writing about the North Star. And when I finished it and I just put it out there, I think it's the most naked Journeys Home blog I've ever written. You can find it at journeys-home.com. I'll put that in the chat room. And I ended it with, and I can be the North Star. And the North Star and True North kept coming up over and over again after I wrote those words. So we are all on point, all quick. I'm just going to do a real quick right now in the chat room to see what's moving before I continue on and then bring on our caller. Just checking in on everybody. Hello, guest. Welcome. If you want to join us in the chat room, all you have to do is sign in to Blog Talk Radio, and you can also participate. All right, great. All right. It's a chilled out show today, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. I've been moving through a lot, like a lot of you. So you're not by yourself, even if I have the cards. And there is beauty in not being alone. I will have to say that. So I'm really grateful you guys are all here, you beautiful listeners, spending your Sunday night with me. Let me tell you a little bit more about the moon, and then I'll welcome my desert sister from Arizona who has a question for me. Okay. So this is what I love, and I want you to close your eyes and take this in because it's powerful stuff. Okay. So the supermoon, full moon, grandmother moon, illuminating what has been hidden, what is uncovered, is always a treasure of our inner landscape. We are here to find our true north, not magnetic north, where we navigating according to others' magnetic pull, reacting, pleasing, and appeasing. Our true north is aligning with our center and our most authentic self. In honoring ourself, we will have to define our own path as well as our own boundaries. This is the path to freedom. Choose you. Your soul will thank you. And then Sarah Barkis says that if we attend to painful feelings with the mind and heart that feeds off the drama and identifies with the pain, then yes, our attention is problematic. If, however, bring to painful feelings or issues a softened heart, a compassionate perspective, patience, insight, and a desire to know the nature of pain so deeply that we actually know it right through and out the other side into freedom, then our attention becomes the path to liberation. We don't have to look away from what hurts or what appears negative. This merely pushes it into the shadows, ready to return another day. We can look at it, sit with it, feel it, fill it with compassionate awareness, and ultimately heal it. Any inner resistance encountered at the time of this moon provides a clue about where to focus our attention. Why am I laughing? I'll tell you in a minute. If we can bring to it a penetrating awareness and a questioning attitude, we can begin to unwrap the core beliefs which keep that resistance in place. Thus, healing begins through the application of gentle awareness and willingness to neither flinch nor falter in the face of our inner pain. Compassion and endurance in equal measure lead us out of the labyrinth of mind and emotion into the light of clarity and wisdom. Thank you, Mystic Mama. Oh, wait, there's more. Find your treasure. Realign with your true north. Freedom awaits. I love this because I get to connect this with an ancestral story. One of my heroines, Harriet Tubman. Yes. Connecting with my ancestors helps me stay focused on my true north. And when I remember what they went through, I have the strength to move through any darkness of the night or the soul. You know, we're often told the story in our youth about the Underground Railroad. I'm always thinking about it, though. You know, no, that's not true. Celeste just told you a lie. That's not true. I'm not always thinking about it. It comes up for me when I realize I've forgotten what my people had to walk through. And when I start to feel really sorry for myself and I start to feel like, well, why me? Why is this happening? I always lean on ancestral stories to be like, if they did that, I can do it too. And the North Star for me is just so beautiful because it always meant freedom. And the moonlight offered a safe passage. Now I belong to a lot of communities, and I find these days that my passage to freedom is done metaphorically and through the stories that I am speaking and I am telling. So what do you pack for the journey and what do you leave behind? We're going to leave it right there as I invite my dear sister friend in here who actually has a question about a move, I believe. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, it's Allison. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you? Enjoying your show?
I'm glad you're enjoying my show. Are you ready to change your story, change your life?
I really am. I do astrology, actually, and I show, you know, the moon, the moon that's the super moon at this point, you know, something that's quite lovely, actually, to see the sky.
Oh, Allison, I really wish that we can visualize it through your eyes, because I find Arizona to be such a beautiful state. I love that country, that world, and I've always been envious of your sunsets. So
yeah,
I'm very happy to have some of that desert energy with me.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to disperse it across the airwaves.
Wonderful. Now, tell me, you're looking to make a local move, or are you trying to decide if that's the right time? If this is the right time?
No. Actually, coincidentally or not, there was an incident. I rent a room in somebody's house. And coincidentally, there was an incident today, you know, so it's like the full moon is really speaking quite loudly to me, that makes it, let's just say somebody seriously crossed a line. And it wasn't me. And I see that... it wasn't out of character for this person, but it's a new level of violation, and it's very appropriate for the full moon. The full moon being things coming to fruition, you know, kind of full moons can blast you out of situations that need to be released, and that is very much the case in this particular situation. So I'm using this as an opportunity, whether or not there's absolutely no question at all that this move needs to happen. It needs to happen quickly, and it needs to happen safely, and it needs to happen within, unfortunately, and I say this, it's just, I can't just make a move just to anywhere. I'm unemployed. I don't have an income. I have a small income. You know, I can't just go anywhere. I'm at the bottom of the heap in terms of the rent I can afford. I have to go to another roommate situation as much as I don't want to, like that. So it's not like I can just bail today or tomorrow.
I hear you, Allison. We're embracing you, sending you light and love as well, and hoping that you're able to cleanse your space as much as you can with either some type of sage, that you're safe. Okay?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay in my space as long as I'm in my space, and I do the sage, and if that's, you know, I don't really want to talk about what happened, but I do want to make a move as soon as the door opens. And honest to God, because I still have to give 30 days notice. So even if I find a place tomorrow, I still have to live there for another month or be there in some form or fashion. You know, I'm legally committed to being, you know, to maintaining ties at least for another month.
Okay, Allison.
That's hard. But.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you. I pulled the cards. I pulled four cards for you. I usually just pull three, but I pulled four tonight because I wanted to offer you some boundaries, and squares are very grounding, okay?
That's very true.
Now,
thank you.
Okay. So you got the Four of Cups,
which is a card about grief and letting go, and this person, and it's to the right, so we can actually see energy-wise you moving from one situation to the next. It's happening.
You also have the 0 Fool, which means there's a question about risk.
And starting out on a new journey, you know, the 0 Fool is the beginning of the major arcana, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, the 0 Fool is like the baby. It's just beginning to grow. So you're walking from, I see you leaving one situation to move into the next. I see the 0 Fool on to a new journey. And then I have a really powerful Temperance card, number 14.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that you have the internal balance. Like 14 Temperance is like the graduation
mm-hmm.
card. It's the alchemy card. Being able to, you know. Okay, yeah. Allison, I want to make sure I can hear you. Are you on a speakerphone? Okay, can you hear me okay? Because
no,
I want to make sure
I can
you
hear
you.
I can hear you fine. I think there was I'm on a cell phone. I think somebody was trying to call me, so that might be the beeps you're hearing, if you heard any beeps.
Okay, because it sounds like it may be speakerphone, and I just want to make sure that this Temperance card is the goddess dancing inside this dancer's body. Like, I am awakened to my truth, to my power, to the ability to dance between fire and water.
Okay.
And I also see an 8 of Discs, which is a group of women working together for a goal, a task. They're creating art together. I see that as your community coming to you to support you, your community of sister friends, relatives. You will not be on this journey alone. Now, in the 4 of Cups, this person is by themselves. The 0 Fool has an alligator, a vulture, and it's almost playful danger, and the wisdom is on their foot. And then the I am woman, I am goddess dancing within my body to make this next move, and then you moving into a situation where you will have people come and support you. And if you don't, it's time to create that community within those 30 days. So that you are supported and grounded and secure.
I'm sorry, what was the very last card? Did you say the 8 of Cups?
No, it's the 8 of Discs. And I really love this card for you because all of the Disc cards in Mother Peace Tarot take place in desert setting, Native American women. Yes,
okay.
And all of them have a special, unique gift to offer to the community. What I am saying for you right now, Allison, is that this community is going to come and support you in your building your power to leave the situation within the next 30 days. The decision's been made, 4 of Cups. You're walking.
Yeah.
0 Fool, the beginning of the journey. Temperance, you've got the power to do it, but you will not be doing it alone.
That's it. That really is spot on, and I don't have a sense of community. I mean, I don't have a community. But that actually is something that is very, I would say, like one of my main items, like on my, I don't want to reduce it to like my to-do list, but that is something that absolutely needs to be created in my life now. I don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had it for really most of my life, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that is calling me to create. It's calling me to create. I have to create that. And so that's something that this reading seems to speak to quite strongly, actually.
Yes, very strongly. I wish you could see this Temperance card. She's so beautiful. It's one of my favorite, because, you know, the Temperance card usually shows an angel, and they're, you know, moving water, living water, spirit water, alchemy. The alchemy is happening within the female body, because, you know, they say that we are born with fire. So you're in good space and good status. Please keep us informed of how you're doing and look to us as at least an energetic community until the community manifests for you.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And please, I'll let you take the next caller. Please mute me because I really enjoy your show. Like,
thank you so much, Allison.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Wow.
Bye-bye now.
But I think after that, we're going to take a quick break. I feel the fire, the temperance card, and if I have all of my things together, I might have another extra gift for Allison. So deep breath, get some water. We'll be right back right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, this is Mark Husson, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
To get more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the Playground of Life, the Play Experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
I am Ade Anifowoshe, also known as Life Coach Ade, host of Soul Food for Your Consciousness. I am here to support you in transforming fear to love. As a light being, it is your nature to transform energy. This is why it is important to feed and listen to your soul. When you do, you are empowered to dance with life, with understanding and compassion. Are you willing to dance with life differently? Join me every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 12 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance and listen to your soul.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I love to read tarot cards, and I'm happy to help you create new stories for yourself. What's brewing in your life? If you're already on the line, you can press 1, or you can call 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. That lets me know that you've got a question or a comment or would like a reading. And Annette, first-time listener,
telling me that she's really enjoying the show, and I'm so happy that you are, because you actually remind me that the other piece that's really important about this full moon release is the F word, forgiveness. Yeah, I've been using the other one too, but you love me anyway, right? Okay. Now I was able to find my special treat for Allison, which I'm going to offer as a blessing to all of us. I see you guests in the chat room. Thank you for being here, and you beautiful people on the phone lines. Can't do it without you. So happy you're there. And I'm so happy that my librarian skills are a little better than I thought, because there's something about the Temperance card. I'm sensitive to it because it's one of my mother's birth cards, and I do see my mom as one of my guides on the other side. And the mother piece way of breaking down Temperance card actually would be really good for all of us listening right now. So the 14 Temperance features a healer between fire and water, dancing to ground herself as she invites healing forces into her being. Northern lights are above her head, and the passion of her dance sets the waves of the ocean on fire. She raises her fire by getting to know herself and accepts the call to share her experience from a place of surrender as she presses the apply button by practicing compassion with herself and others. We express what we reflect through our actions and also through our stories. So if there are certain stories that you have, like seven is the energy that's running today. Seven is ruled by Neptune. And whenever you're dealing with Neptune, you're really dealing with psychic power and water and emotions. Now, seven also shows up as the Chariot in tarot cards. And I find it very surprising that the seven Chariot is connected to the astrological sign of Cancer, Cancer being yet another mother sign. And here's Mama again as Umoja, the African goddess of the oceans and the seas. She receives all of us with all our complexities. When I factor all of that number energy and mother love and psychic power, like if you go over to the Celestial Show fan like page right now, or on my wall, or even on the event page where you received an invitation, hopefully you got an invitation, you'll see one of the most beautiful layouts of the number seven and the energy that's running with this full moon, mainly because you have a picture of Umoja, you have a picture of the Chariot, the star card for the Aquarius, which features the changing Navajo goddess, love her, oh, Buffalo Woman. And I really need to get one of my brothers or sisters in here to have a conversation about that. And just for a little bit of hug for me, there's a picture of Umoja with the little girl in the water, like the mother leading the daughter to peace. But one of my favorite pictures is the first one. And it's, some people call her Umoja. But she is just this beautiful energy of release and surrender. And all these waves and emotions, because whenever you talk about water, you're talking about emotions. And for my Christian friends who always like to say, well, you know, Jesus walked on water. I'm like, y'all, and I love you, but what he's really walking on is being able to master his emotions. Now, for those people who take the Bible literally, I'm not trying to get in a battle, but I'm just trying to say that was really an indication of being able to calm the sea within. And we all can be masters of that on this beautiful seventh day. It's really powerful. As you're listening to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, and I do have a rhyme that I created for the Celestial Moment energy of the day that I'll share with you as well. Well, as I see who... Anybody has their hand up? No, we're good. That's okay. I got more for you. But you still have a little bit of time if you want to call in for a reading, 347-426-3346. And New Jace just said, I am a daughter of, she spelled Yimaya. Mm-hmm. I could see that, New Jace. I could see that you're a daughter of Yimaya because you have been such a blessing to me, and even on my birthday. That energy, that loving mother energy underneath the grandmother moon, it's just the perfect dance for me. And it definitely helps me in the stories that I'm telling, that I am love, that I am light. And no matter what happens, I have to remember to create new stories for myself instead of old ones like, you don't love me. Why is this happening to me? Did I really just leave this group? Hey, true north leads you that way sometimes, and you've got to be okay with that. Life coach, are you laughing? Or do I hear you?
Yeah, I'm laughing at you.
Why are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing at your vulnerability. I'm laughing at you cracking yourself up, and I'm laughing at you telling the truth and a bit of the humor.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also laughing because you just reminded me something, oh, fireman. I keep forgetting. Okay, like a day, life coach a day, and my beautiful listeners, the sign Aquarius is connected to the star sign, the star card in tarot. But Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. Don't laugh, life coach a day, or Uranus, whichever way you guys feel comfortable.
I did laugh. I laughed, but not out loud. I did, but not out loud. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And guess which Orisha is Uranus?
Obatala.
No. Who do I have a crush on?
Oh, Shango.
Shango. Warrior.
Shango
does as he pleases. And that planet, Uranus, is not about conformity at all. And so it's just such a beautiful dance to be able to have all these stories. And you know what, life coach, I can't let any of them go. If I let my Christian story go, I lose all my favorite Mary Magdalene stories. If I let my Orisha stories go, I don't get to say Shango and Yimaya and Batala, the way you said it. And I love having, you know what, because maybe what I'm really trying to say about change your story, change your life is hold on to the stuff that makes you feel good, even if people come up to you and tell you no. Don't let your heroes and your sheroes go for anybody. And I had to learn that this week. You know, I was like, well, if I stop doing that, I can't do this. And then I would be a really boring person. But I love that they all just, it's just a big braid for me. All of them braided together within my consciousness. And then to even say the words, Harriet Tubman, North Star, and connect that to Sunday Bloody Sunday, which I did share in my Journeys Home blog. I love my journey. And if I take any part of it away, I wouldn't be me. That's what this show's about tonight.
Uh-huh.
So tell me, as we get ready to, you know, I say it, I cry. I admitted it everywhere. But talk to me about Wisdom of the Ages and what you see coming up for you tomorrow for your show. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, I guess when you say Wisdom of the Ages, it refers to what I'm hearing you say. And the Wisdom of Age is not just a show tomorrow. That's just a part conversation on a bigger conversation. But what you're talking about is, what it brings up for me is everything, all religions, spiritual beliefs. It doesn't matter if you believe in something higher than yourself or not. Everything that goes on in the world is simply a reflection of the consciousness of humanity. Rather than fight it, recognize it. You talk about Christianity, the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. It's a representation of human consciousness. There comes a point where you have to leave the old and become different and become more and become love. So we're already that. It's really about expressing love, because becoming love is easy. Allowing it is the challenge, because we show up as love. So the show tomorrow is really about reminding each and every one of us that we have what we are looking for. And every pain, every challenge, every breakdown, every destruction is a preparation to be made new. It's painful, but it's part of the process. So the wisdom of the ages, period, is to, I just want to say, you know, we got to remind ourselves that we are loved, we are perfect right now, right now. And I feel you having your moment, and I'm going to put you on blast a little bit more. You know, what you're doing right now is, I know I'm really going to mess you up now, but I got to do it. What you're doing right now is an example of what I'm talking about. It's so easy to talk about what is quote-unquote, I'm doing the air quotes now, quote-unquote right, or talk about, well, people don't understand the truth and blah, 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 but real the real evidence of somebody who knows the truth, who's using the truth, is to keep pushing. I know the kind of weekend you've had, and here you are doing the show. And through your experience, you help somebody else feel safe. You help somebody else believe in themselves. That's a great example. That's an example of a teacher. That's an example of a warrior. So, you know I always say this, we need each other. So yeah. I honor you for what you're doing. And, yep, you've been called out. You can't hide no more. You've been called out. And an echo was sent to you this weekend, and it was loud. So.
Yeah, very loud. I could not hide. And I wrote this weekend, and I cried a lot this weekend, and I laughed a lot. And then I remembered the North Star, and I always liked the North Star since I was a little girl. Even before I even knew that the star card was my birth card, I was always drawn to that and the number 17 before I knew about 17 Star Tarot. So there's magic, and the words abracadabra do matter, you know, and kumbaya, because we can't use that as a joke anymore, can we, Life Coach today? Kumbaya mm-hmm. is very powerful. You know, so I'm going to urge one of the other pieces, being empathic. I am impacted by the violence that I see in the world, and I refuse to believe or to say, oh, I'm not talking about having a kumbaya moment. Yes, I am, and I will say abracadabra because that's a Hebrew word that means I create as I speak. So if I speak enough love, if I speak enough light, and if I can dance in the midst of the pain, then I honor myself, I honor my ancestors, and I honor those people who may not have somebody whispering in their ear, it's going to be okay. We are okay. I see you. And what's this other thing before we go with I Am, of course, because that's my favorite song by Ricky
Which
Byron.
Which one is
I Am, Land of I Am. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't have to do that. So I go ahead and cry for the rest of the show. But Life Coach today says something to me sometimes. Sometimes he plays when he says it, and then sometimes, you know, I roll my eyes when he says it, but it does touch me when he will say to me, you is kind, you is smart, and you is important. I never watched The Help, but I know that scene, and I know that those words are important for all of us to hear every day. So thank you for reminding me, and I cannot wait to hang out with you tomorrow on your show, man. What a show.
All is well. All is well. You just keep moving through it, going, growing through it. We need each other. We need each other. And what you're doing right now, I won't say most people, but the human consciousness. We are creating a society where we're making space for exactly what you're doing right now. It's not always easy to feel. It's very strong, it's very powerful, and we got a balance. So, good job. Keep it up.
Thanks for the one who pushed me out there. All right, y'all, I love you so much. Don't forget, 7 is with us all year. We're going to
Yeah, we're gonna release this powerful prayer, this show, with all of your energy, with Ricky Byers Beckwith. You can find her at rickybb.com. In the land of I am. I love this song. Dance with me, folks. See you next week.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.